This episode is brought to you in part by Litvin School of Mission, Ministry, and Leadership at Wheaton College. Our graduate programs in evangelism, ministry, and leadership enrich your mind, spirit, vocation, and character to refine what's already within you. Learn more at wheaton.edu/CT.
Welcome to today's mini episode on The Confident Child. My name is Daniel M.
And I'm Christina M.
Well, today we continue our series on strength spotting. This is in conjunction with our previous episode about strengths-based parenting. So if you haven't listened to that episode, just go back to inbetween.org/episode104 and you'll learn all about strengths-based parenting, about the Gallup Strengths Explorer assessment for children, and what relationship strength spotting has to all that we are talking about.
On our previous mini episodes, we've described the achieving child, the caring child, and the competing child themes. If you've missed any of these episodes, you are going to want to go back to listen. Head to inbetween.org/mini17 to grab all the links to hear the characteristics of the different themes. And today, we are going to be discussing in depth the confidence theme.
Now, here are a few characteristics that children who have the confidence theme have. So if your child has this, they're likely going to believe in themselves and what they can do, right? Confidence.
This confidence helps your child take on challenges because they feel really sure that they can succeed.
And because they are confident, they are able to do things that others may not want to try.
Children with a confident theme know that they are unique and special in the world because that gives them the power to be who they are.
And they know that they don't have to be like everybody else and that they don't have to follow the crowd.
People also tend to see your child as brave because they are probably the ones who are going to speak up even if no one else will.
So perhaps you've checked off a few of these characteristics and you're like, yep, that describes my child.
Yes, exactly.
Well, here are a few other emerging signs of the confidence theme.
Confident children are really secure in their abilities and they believe in themselves.
And they don't seem to get flustered or upset when they're working on a new task or a goal.
Children with confidence enjoy trying something that no one else will. They feel they are capable of handling whatever they're doing. And they might be the first to volunteer or try something without help from an adult or another child. You know, the ones that are like shooting up their hands in class or like, ooh, pick me.
Yeah. And you know what? You can really tell when children who have this confidence theme get it and they're in the zone or they're kind of in that state of flow because their voice, their face, and their body language are going to reflect that inner certainty. So having said all this, if you have a child who is between the ages of 10 to 16, you can actually have them do an assessment that'll confirm whether or not they have this theme. It's super easy. It's called the Strengths Explorer. So this is different than the Strengths Finder assessment. So just go to inbetween.org/mini17 and you'll find a link to be able to take that Gallup assessment. Now, if your child is under the age of 10, this is where these mini episodes really come in handy because without having your child or asking your child to do an assessment, you're able to glean and have a sense, you're able to spot possible themes like this one that are emerging in their lives.
I think it's really handy considering that sometimes if a child exhibits too much quote unquote confidence, they can be labeled as somebody who is a know-it-all or somebody who's a little bit too prideful because they are so believing in themselves. And sometimes if a child is labeled like that, it's actually a theme and a strength that would be squashed in them instead of invested into them.
Yeah, so if you spot the confidence theme in your child and you're like, yep, that definitely describes my child, here are a few action items that perhaps you can do this week. First of all, you can remember that even though your child with confidence is exceptionally sure of themselves, they may actually feel insecure in some other areas. So be mindful of their eyes, be mindful of their body language and their tone so that you know when they might be feeling insecure.
And you know when they might need you to step in and help them as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Another thing you can do as a parent of a confident child is to build on their past accomplishments. They are sure of their ability to succeed, so having stimulating activities that are available would be a wonderful challenge for them too.
Yeah, you can also give them choices that you approve of for these activities, but let them decide which ones to pursue.
Another thing you can do is to let your confident child experiment and give them opportunities to shine. If they say they can do it, why don't you let them? And if they fail, that's okay. You can help them get through that as well.
Yeah, and if they're having a hard time trying to solve a problem or learn a new skill, don't jump in too soon. Let them try and let them know when they've failed and when they can't do it and when they can actually do it, right? So there's that sense of resilience and helping them come to terms with what they can and can't do. All right, so we hope this mini episode has helped you determine whether or not your child has the confidence theme.